Hey guys, welcome back to the Tea and Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that.
So good. That's a good temperature. That's like, that is perfect. Down it.
Amazing. Okay guys, it is a very, very special episode today because we're actually filming this the day before Ellie's birthday.
I can't believe it's my birthday tomorrow.
I know, my baby sis is going to be 26, which I cannot comprehend. My brain isn't allowing myself to compute that information because I think I'm 26.
I still think I'm 22.
It's a joke. Like, I don't understand how you're turning 26.
Like, sorry, me, 26.
Yeah, and I always just...
Like, me.
Because there's 16 months between us, I always even get confused about your age anyway, because I just feel like I'm only just getting over, like, the age that then you're turning, and I think, wait, how are you... So that means I'm... That means I'm what?
Yeah, you've only just, especially, you've probably only just accepted you're 26 by the time you're 27.
Mm.
And then I'm turning 26, you're like, wait, the math ain't mathing. That's math not possible.
But no, so today is a very special birthday episode. So I thought we would start it off with giving you a little something. I know your birthday's tomorrow, but because we're filming the pod today.
Oh, have you got my gift?
Queen for the day. That's what the bag says, guys. Queen. For those that are listening. So I thought, yeah, if you want, I mean, you can wait until tomorrow if you want, but I feel like we can't let the listeners down.
Nah, let's open it.
So just wanted to say a little happy birthday.
Oh, you've not written on the tag. That means I can reuse the bag.
Yeah, of course. I think anyone that writes...
It's just selfish.
We're going to talk about birthday traditions in a minute. And anyone that writes on the bag tags is just, yeah, a selfish hoe. Like, let someone reuse the bag, guys.
We're all about reuse, recycle.
Sustainability.
Oh, tissue paper as well. Did you have to buy that? Oh, did you have it?
I had it.
Oh, good.
I've just had three friends' birthdays.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a good time of year. Oh, there's more than one gift in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get so excited. When you get older...
What are you doing? You're giving me anxiety.
I'm trying to get it out, but you keep putting it on the floor.
Right, I'll hold it.
Right, is that an order or does it matter?
I feel like you always have to go card first.
All right, okay.
Oh, but to be fair, for the podcast episode, we've got her a little birthday girl headband that you'll have to wear. This is obligatory.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then we have a little sash for you to wear as well.
A sash?
Yeah. Birthday queen for the day.
I don't think I've ever had a birthday sash.
So... this is obligatory uniform right. For the podcast today.
Hold that thought then.
Okay. You are queen for the day. You can wear this tomorrow. You can wear it the weekend. Oh, it's a birthday week. Anyone that says it's not a birthday week, I just have nothing to say to you. I don't relate to you. Yeah, we love the pink vibes. Oh, okay. The thumbnail of this episode has to be you, like... Queen for the day. I'm absolutely obsessed.
I'm so here for the pink. I love pink.
Yes.
Like,
it's got to be pink on your birthday.
I actually adore pink.
Okay, so the card is just like so true.
Where'd you get it from?
Card Factory, you know. And I haven't shopped there in a long time, but I just saw this and was like, yeah. The best.
Sister, 8 billion people on the planet and the two of us are still the funniest. That's good. And it's pink and it's cute. Look at that, guys.
I went for a matchy pink theme.
That's actually really cute for a Card Factory card.
I know.
Oh, gosh, you've written quite a lot.
I know. We don't have to read out my personal message.
Oh, I love that card. That's my first card I've opened. Well, obviously, because it's not my birthday yet, but you know what I mean. Oh, it's heavy.
Guess what it is. Have you seen those TikToks going around where it's like kids are opening their birthday presents, but they give it to their dad first and they go, guess what it is?
Oh, that's good.
And it's like, and then they get it completely wrong and they're like, are these gifts supposed to be from you?
They won't even, the thing is like dads won't even know what kids want. Or like,
I know, I have got the receipt if you obviously don't like it. I feel like I say that to everyone before they open a gift. I just thought it was really cool. It's H&M Home. I know you've had the media wall unit and you love your little ornaments, but I thought that could be even cute for your dressing table to put things in.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, even just stuff, if there's like bits that you've been finding for the media unit and you just need somewhere to put.
That's really
or even cute.
Keys.
I don't know, I just thought it was like
actually,
modern but cute.
That would look quite nice under my mirror.
Yeah.
Because I hate it when things pile up on there next to that candle. Yeah. So that could look really cute there or on the media wall, because obviously when you've got the worktop on the media wall, it's nice to have things on there.
Mm.
No, that's really cute. Thank you, darling.
I hope you like.
Like lip balm, keys.
Yeah, I thought it was giving aesthetics.
Yeah, definitely. Can everyone see? It's like a tray.
What? Yeah, we'll have to get a little picture.
Ceramic.
Of... yeah.
What is it? I don't know.
I don't know. H&M Home's finest.
It's really cute. Neutral. Matches my aesthetic of my home.
We love it.
Is this what I think it is?
Potentially.
You haven't.
I know, but I'm scared that you don't need it or want it.
I do, but this is so expensive.
No. We didn't pay full price.
Okay.
Don't out me on the podcast.
Okay, that's fine. My house is racing. This is the gift of gifts, of all gifts, guys. If you don't know, get to know. Elemis Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm.
Absolutely recommend it.
And as soon as I felt the shape of the box, I thought, this is this. Oh, they
come it just with smells like a department store.
Does it have the little cloth?
Does it?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
Oh, my God, they've changed them. Oh, I can already smell it. Mm. No, stop.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, this Elemis Collagen Balm is so good for just, like, melting your makeup off.
I'm really happy you got this because I used to have this. I had this because, obviously, we all had this. And then I had the orange superfood one, which was really good. It was meant to be good for dry skin, but it doesn't have the smell.
Yeah.
And that ran out, like, just before Christmas. So, yeah, unreal. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very happy about that.
So, speaking of your birthday, what are the plans for your 26th birthday? What are you doing? Tell the listeners.
Well, it's really nice because I'm off work this week.
Stunning.
So I'm off all week.
We love it. We're not working on our birthday.
I know. Do you know those some companies like just give you your birthday off?
I mean, I think that should be pretty standard at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, but then some people be like, well, I'd rather have it another day. And it's like, oh, just take your birthday off, mate. Don't matter. Anyway.
Who would not want to have their birthday off?
I'm really happy I've got I've got this week off just chilling. I'm going to meet Richard for lunch tomorrow with biscuit.
Beautiful.
I'm going for like stone baked oven pizzas.
Where?
Is that what they're called?
I'm assuming in York.
Yeah, in York. I think it's a pub that does like stone baked pizzas.
Oh, nice. I mean, pizza on your birthday, what a vibe.
Yeah. And
like the
nice.
Rudy's style. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Hopefully, I'll take a picture.
Yeah,
hopefully
take a picture. Nice. I remember growing up and when it was our birthday, obviously, like, because normally, like, when you grow, it's normally, if it's on a weekday, you like still go to school or you still go to work, then afterwards, you might just have like summer small that night and then like your party would be on the weekend or whatever. And do you remember mum always being like, what do you want for dinner on your birthday? And it being a big thing.
Yeah.
As I always got older, I always chose enchiladas.
Yeah. I used to like sweet and sour, I think.
Oh, for your birthday meal. I think I always used to maybe ask for spag bol or lasagna, maybe. But Sophie's, our other sister, her birthday's the week before me. And I think she always chose lasagna.
Oh, did she?
So I tried to like go different. Or fajitas. Fajita dinner's a good one.
The thing about my birthday is that it was always in half term when we were at school. Mm. So we would pretty much always kind of celebrate or go out, I think. So I was really lucky and quite privileged that we spent a lot of my birthdays at Centre Parks.
Yeah, so true.
So we would go out on my birthday usually. Or do like a little party.
Yeah, we've always
at the
actually
lodge.
Really gone out on your birthday.
Yeah.
Because it was half term. Yeah, well, I remember my early birthdays being half term and I had a few birthdays at Centre Park.
But now it's like a week later.
Yeah, so then that stopped happening.
Yeah, no, it is such a vibe. Like, don't get me wrong, February is a crap month to have a birthday. I just think
it is a bit of. I will
February
want my
is
birthday
one
February.
Of the worst months of the year. Like, I'm not being dramatic, but it's actually quite
January's
good
worse.
That I have my birthday because it sort of like
lifts
the mood a little.
Yeah. Okay, so tell everyone the plan for Saturday.
So Saturday, I'm actually playing hockey in the morning.
Of course.
Which
that's kind of how you would like it.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really happy
about
it.
It's like my friend
it.
Silka, she would love to just go on a run on her birthday. And I'm like, I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah, so hockey Saturday morning, which I'm really happy that I've got hockey.
Yeah, guys, we're going to Flight Club.
Yeah, so if you've not been to Flight Club, it's the like really nice bar. The bars are nice, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like darts though, but it's like interactive darts games.
Yeah, so
I did it last year for Dad's birthday.
So it's
for
games,
the first time and it was really good.
The games make it
fun
because it's not like
Yannick was really good and won everything last year.
Oh, was he?
But he's so tall, like he's pretty much,
I feel like he's basically
there.
Touching it.
I know.
Yeah, because I feel like you just get into it and then the time's up. if there's eight of you. Yeah. Though I say this, like, you and Sophie don't really care for games much, do you?
Yeah, if it was and an I'm hour, like, we probably wouldn't argue
yeah,
it.
You'd be like, yeah, thank God it's over. And I'm like, I've just got into it. Let me keep going.
No, it was. I did really enjoy it last time.
Mum
so
and
excited.
Dad get really into it, though. And then they get
Yeah, Mum and Dad
annoyed.
Actually love it because I think they can do it.
They get annoyed that it's over. And when I told them it was an hour and a half, they were like, oh, good. They were so happy.
I'm obsessed with that. And then we're going to go to Akbar's.
Yeah, we're going to Akbar's. We always
tend to have an Indian on your birthday.
Yeah, because I pick.
And I didn't.
We've
I
been
didn't
to Akbar's
even,
quite a few
now
times.
Now I'm deep
for my
in
birthdays.
This. Is Indian like your favorite cuisine? But it's totally not your favorite cuisine. But every birthday you seem to pick an Indian.
I think. I mean, it is definitely one of my favorite cuisines.
Really?
Yeah. We did. Maybe we never used to go for an Indian.
We did in Centre Park. You always chose the Indian.
No, I mean like growing up. Mm. So then I would pick one because it would be like
we never do it.
Yeah. I remember we always used to go to one of the Centre Parks for my birthday. And then we've been to Akbar's. This is probably the third time we've been to Akbar's for my birthday.
Okay, so speaking of birthdays, we thought we would keep this. We thought we would like do a little birthday special episode.
Yeah.
So just a little trip down Memily.
Memily?
Just a little
who's Memily?
I have no idea who Memily is. Hi, Memily. A little trip down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking about like that birthday era when you're a kid, like is there any standout birthdays that you have that you're just like, oh my God, yeah, because nowadays you see all over TikTok and like absolutely amazing, all the mums go to effort up, they have all the creepy sleepovers now,
they actually look
all
unreal.
Of the like the party bags are just like ridiculous. We had those little party bags hung up on the wall, and what would you get in it? Like a yo-yo,
that awful plastic.
You get a yo-yo, a piece of the birthday cake, or maybe a bag of little Haribos, maybe some bubbles.
Oh yeah, bubbles were a staple in a bag.
Yeah,
I bet you get well good gifts now.
I know, because she exists now.
Yeah, you can just order bulk crap. It's basically a load of crap, isn't it? But and all those, like, have you seen all like fidgets and stuff, like kids are obsessed with them.
I even remember I think by the time we started having like little birthday parties, it was like done with, but our older sister and older brother even had McDonald's parties. Like McDonald's used to do parties.
Yeah,
crazy, man.
We always had, I think, you know, when you're growing up and like you all go around to your friends' houses for parties, we Mum and Dad did the best parties.
Oh, yeah. Like, our birthday parties, I'm not even going to lie, were the best.
They were, 100%. You can't even, like, the thing is, though, Dad lived for it.
Oh, our dad genuinely thought he was, like, some, like, MC, but it was so good. We used to do, like, I would love to see what happened at kids' parties now. Like, do they still do musical statues, musical chairs?
Musical chairs,
musical chairs
were so good.
Gave me anxiety. I can't. Like, you're walking around the chair, like, and I was such a competitive person.
You're like
as
touching
well.
It when
and
you
you're
walk
like,
past.
You're like, and then, like, you're just like, oh, please don't stop us. I'm just going past it. And then you, like, run to the next one. Oh, it
but
was too
Mum
much.
And Dad would never let us win.
Yeah, that's the thing. They would always be in the corner and make sure we never won because they were like, you can't win at your own party.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Grow
so
up.
Ellie had a boy in her class.
Oh, no, stop.
And they had the same birthday. And you, is it just that we always had a party and he would just always come to your party rather than, because he didn't really, or was that just 1 year?
I think a couple of years, but that year I think loads of people came, like the boys came to mine as well.
Yeah,
so I
like
think
huge,
it was just my party.
Yeah, so then obviously he came as well and my mum and dad were very aware that it was also his birthday. And they were playing past the parcel and he hadn't won anything yet. And my dad...
Oh, that's, that's not what I thought you were going to say. But no, yeah, that is what
happened. My dad purposefully made him win.
Yeah, and he was like crying.
Because he was... I mean, how old were you turning? Probably like 6 or 7.
I think it actually was like my 6th or 7th birthday.
And then when they bring the cake
out...
Yeah,
that's what I thought you were going to say.
They brought him a cake out too? Right, or no. We sang happy birthday twice?
3 times. We sang happy birthday to me.
I mean, they're good parents for
and
doing
then they
it,
relit
but...
the cake to sing happy birthday to him. And then they did it a third time for both of us together. And I remember really vividly, it was a Winnie the Pooh cake, which is making me think I was quite
young.
That's
another thing about nostalgia. Around
going
birthday,
to like
going
Asda.
To the supermarket and like picking your birthday cake and all of the like character cakes and stuff. Whereas now I feel like people get all those amazing.
Oh yeah, they all get them like made
cakes.
At bakeries and stuff.
Whereas we would just go and pick like an I don't know an iced face of Winnie the Pooh was
that
on
was
it or something.
Like the biggest decision you had to make that year.
I know.
Which cake am I going to get? I loved it.
But then you got started getting boring and just chose Caterpillar every year.
I am a fan of the Caterpillar cake.
I just don't like the Caterpillar cake, I'll
say
it.
A Cuthbert. Let's be honest, though. We never got a Cuthbert. We were an M&S family growing up.
Oh, no. I didn't even know Cuthbert was a thing till like adulthood.
And then, yeah, so I'd get like, well, just whatever supermarket we went to.
Yeah. But no, we did have good parties, to be fair, all of the games. And then, you know, our older sister got a karaoke machine 1 year and we even did karaoke on that. We got the dance mats out. They were,
you know, when you're
parties.
Growing up and you go to like all-inclusive holidays and they do games, Dad would always like take the games from there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So,
he
like,
was
the
quite inventive.
Corner one and
yeah, no, it was really, really good. We were like so blessed when it came to our birthdays.
We knew it was going to be banging, and then Mum would always do the food really good, even though we were like 6 and 7. It was still like
banging
up there as like one of the priorities.
No, literally. Remember the flower plastic plates?
Yes. Yeah.
So cute, man. But yeah, then we obviously got a little bit. I remember, actually, one of my vivid memories. I remember for my 9th birthday, I think it was, High School Musical 3 had just come out in cinemas.
Oh, I remember that.
And I got to take six. Did I get to take six friends?
There was quite a few of us.
Or was it six including us? So maybe I got to pick like four friends.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. Anyway, enough to fit in two cars.
But it was
something.
Like, it wasn't like you could bring one friend. You
I know,
got
it was
to pick
like
multiple people.
Okay, you can bring like, yeah. And
maybe
I remember
Dad had just
got
a bonus.
I think it was
something.
Like the first or second night of the film being, because the other two were in the cinema. And like, obviously,
no,
High
they
School
all
Musical,
came out on Disney Channel, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like massive then. And it was the third and final film. And we were all so excited. And we turned up to the cinema and they had cardboard cutouts.
They had like fake red carpet and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of like Zac Efron and that. And we were all getting photos. Yeah. Them. And then, yeah, it was just an epic film.
And
it
then we
great.
Went for, did we go to Pizza Express or Pizza Hut or something?
I can't remember.
Because then didn't we meet, isn't that the night we met Danny and JoJo?
No, that was just a family meal
night. Oh. If you know and you're from Yorkshire.
If you're from Yorkshire, back
Capital
in the
day
Radio. Of Galaxy, it was Galaxy.
No, but Danny and JoJo, or is it just, no, JoJo still does it with Adam? On an evening.
Oh, really?
But they did the Galaxy Breakfast Show and we met them once at Escape in Yorkshire and it was like, you know, we always listen to them every morning.
Honestly,
it was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, no, I really remember that birthday. But remember the era of like starting high school and every man and his dog had a Frankie and Benny's birthday.
Mm.
Because basically there was only one restaurant in like Selby, yeah. Pretty much. There was like Capri and that, but everyone basically like Frankie and Benny's had just opened and everyone had their birthday there.
You, I think actually in your year, I don't think it happened that much in my year, unless
I think
like,
it was
maybe
my
I wasn't
year,
invited. They all had like 13th. And it was like a big thing. Some you'd
like
they'd
rent
hire
out,
out.
A yeah. I know because I didn't get invited to so many.
I don't.
So when I did get invited to one, I felt so privileged. I was like, oh my God, like I actually got invited. I'm gonna go. And yeah, it was just like, yeah, rented out a big hall.
I swear, some of them were in like the local club.
Yeah, looking back, they were really rogue, but. Back then it was like really cool.
Oh yeah, but I don't think my year, and maybe I just wasn't invited, but I think it was a huge deal in your year.
No, it really was. Maybe your year was like, that's like so yeah. Last year.
But then you'd start to have sleepovers and things. I think,
oh yeah, we weren't allowed a sleepover, guys, until we were 13, so we weren't allowed a sleepover. Mm. Yeah, so Mum was always like, on your 13th birthday you can have a sleepover, but before then never having a sleepover. So we'd never had one, right? This chick, we're on about last week's episode about baby privilege.
Mm, I did.
I had to wait till I was 13, had my first ever sleepover. It was a vibe. You know, we were like midnight feast, midnight snacks, all of that jazz. And we stayed up really late. Mum came down a few times, tells to be quiet.
She always used to come and shout at us.
And it was just amazing. You know, your first sleepover, you'll never forget it. It was absolutely banging. This chick is 12, the year after, 4 months later. And gets a sleepover.
Yeah, but Mum probably realised it wasn't as bad as she made out it to be.
Me and
so
Sophie had to wait till we were
13. Thing.
No, she was like, because you're so close in age and like, you've just had one, I feel bad for Ellie to like wait. Like, it's like, well, no, she needs to wait a turn.
Well.
So she got a sleepover.
It was actually such a vibe when we got the conservatory and you'd have the mattresses and the underfloor heating on.
So good.
Such a vibe. Actually, I just remembered about the 13th. So girl in my year we got a pink limousine to Pizza Hut.
Some people go all out.
To Pizza Hut.
I'm obsessed with that. I would want to do that for my birthday now, just getting a limo to Pizza Hut. I think we need to, like, I actually feel like for one of my next birthdays, I need to do, like, a kids themed, like, do things I did when I was younger.
How much of a vibe are the Kardashian parties?
Oh, stop.
Like they're just so cool.
Yeah, they made our parties look crap. But the thing is, I just, that nostalgia.
Yeah, like, noughties, birthdays.
I remember as well, like, it was all about getting the birthday outfit, and I had this velvet all-in-one flares with diamantes on it, very much in my Bratz era, and that, I felt so good.
That'd be a vibe now. You pull that off now.
I know. I actually said to the girls I really wanted to do a Bratz theme for my birthday last year and didn't, so this year I feel like I definitely need that Bratz theme.
I actually think that's a really cool thing.
Do we think kids' birthdays are going a bit too much, or are you all for it? If you've got the money, do it. Why not? I mean, the Kardashians literally must be keeping the balloon industry alive, because have you seen how many balloons they get?
It's mad how much they must spend on.
I know, like, it's crazy.
But it will be nothing to them, will it? I think it's nice that if you want to do it for you, do it for you. Mm. And, like, it is your memory. Like, I do get that. You know when people are like, you won't remember. No, sorry, the kid won't remember.
It's more for you, though.
But if you want to do it for you, do it for you. Your child is only going to have their
I'm someone birthdays. That's like, my birthday is my favourite day of the year. I love birthdays. I love making people feel special on their birthday. I love feeling special on my birthday. So I know I will be in it, that over-the-top mum.
I think it's nice. I think it's fine. I think birthdays is fine. I think it's a bit... I don't know. I feel like maybe our generation won't do it. But I think, with, like, mums that are a bit older... It does feel a bit Instagrammy, like they do it for the Instagram.
What do you mean?
Like,
give me an example.
They have to, but I'm just not huge on social media, am I? It's like, well, they get the cupcakes made, but there has to be a picture on Instagram, or they do the balloon.
Like a lot of like influencers get it for free, so they have to take a picture and shout them out.
I'm just talking about like,
oh, just like in general,
like. People you see on Instagram that, like, you went to school with or, like, were a bit older than you. And you're like...
Yeah, okay.
But then maybe I'm just saying that because I don't have kids yet.
Yeah, and you'd probably feel proud that you'd done it.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I mean, you'd
at least just put it in, like, a photo dump slider.
I'm probably just being a bit of a bitch.
I mean, that's fair. One of my favourite memories of birthdays growing up was, like, us all getting up, like, that little bit extra early before we went to school. And then you'd open all your gifts on the on mum and dad's bed.
Yeah, that was opening your gifts.
And everyone would be there. It wouldn't just be like you and mum. It'd be like all the siblings.
And it would be like, open your cards first. Yeah. And then everyone would be like passing the cards around because they wanted to see them.
Obviously, we always say like within our family, like, oh yeah, we just do that. And then you find out how basic you are because the rest of the UK did it.
Yeah.
But everyone else just like, guess who the card's from based on the handwriting.
Oh yeah, we did used to do
We'd
that.
Like, oh, that's from them. We aren't even. That's from them. That's their handwriting.
It's because you know, like your auntie's handwriting.
Yeah, literally.
That was so nice. And you'd be if you got a badge, you'd like, you couldn't wait to wear it to school.
Oh my god, I was literally so embarrassing about that. I always wanted the massive badge, and I would like proudly walk in wearing it.
These are so much cuter that they have now, though. Like, yeah, I'd send my kid with one of these.
Yeah, I know, it's so cute. Okay, round off birthdays. What are your maybe like top three from the past nostalgia when you were a kid, or maybe in the last few years, like top three standout gifts that you've ever received for your birthday?
Ooh. Well, I got biscuit for my birthday.
Oh yeah, okay.
So that like tops everything.
I remember getting a pink CD player for my birthday.
I swear mum and dad still have that for like when they listen to music.
I remember it just being like
the painting radio.
The best gift ever. Obviously, like people are probably thinking, what? Are you that old? But when you had to like buy CDs and like we were like pop party kids. Pop party, yes. The Nows, like all of that, like Pop Princess. And, like, I got this CD player and we actually had somewhere to play all of our CDs. And I would just honestly have it on and dance around.
It was such an era, to be honest with you.
It really was. And it was, like, pink and you could carry it around, couldn't you?
We had, like, the High School Musical CD.
Oh, it was so good.
That was a vibe. I can't remember presents from when I was a kid.
Not any. I remember I got Heelys for my birthday once and that was a vibe.
I had Heelys as well, though. So did we not get them for Christmas?
I think you got your Heelys before me. Or maybe
I got them for my birthday then, and then you got them the next birthday or something.
I'm not sure.
Isn't it? It's bad because obviously mum and dad probably spent a lot of money at the time, but it's the meals and the, I mean, obviously centre packs you remember, but it's the meals and the parties that I remember.
Your BMX, you got a BMX.
Was that for my birthday?
Yeah.
I really wanted that.
And you never rode it?
No, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did actually, because I used to go out. In,
I'm not
going to
lie, I thought it was one of the roguest presents you ever asked for. I was like, you want a BMX? Because you're like, oh, hanging out with the boys.
Because all the boys I used to play out with had them. I got like that pink one. What was the brand? Everyone had it.
I have no idea. But she even got the things, you know, where you like get a peg.
You get someone a croggy.
A croggy.
I think different parts of the UK call that something different.
Yeah. Like the bits at the back that someone could stand on and then hold the shoulders of the person riding the bike. Oh, that was, my God.
That was an era.
That was an era.
Actually, sorry. My best present, I've not even got it on because I keep coming out in rashes. On my neck. Okay. Nana got me...
Oh, Tiffany,
the classic Tiffany necklace for my 18th birthday. And that is probably and always will be my favourite ever present.
Oh, that's so nice. I think I just started uni and I really needed a laptop. So she got me a laptop.
Yeah, she did. You're right. And then I was
and now you've got this sentimental gift and I'm like...
Did you have to go get it as well? I think. Did Nana get you to buy it? I think.
Mm.
Do you remember or not?
Whatever.
I think she did.
No, because I got it in the September because I needed it for uni. So
I'm talking about my necklace, not your laptop. Obviously, Nana didn't go to Curry to buy you a laptop.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I got your Tiffany necklace.
I remember that I really wanted something like that from Nana for my birthday.
Vibes.
And that's my best ever birthday present.
Anyway, let us know in the comments if you've got any birthday traditions that you think we've missed out or just things you used to do as a kid. Let us know if we were basic and everyone
got the handwriting thing. I feel like they didn't even sound like amazing birthdays. But
also as well, can I just say, I don't know if this is still a thing. Why did you have to bring sweets into school on your birthday and hand them out?
Yeah, like it's my birthday, bring them for me. That's still a thing in like offices, you know. At my work, people, you bring stuff in on your birthday. And I remember...
I think even Yannick on his birthday last year was like, oh, I need to go because people bring stuff in on their birthday. Why am I bringing something?
Why is that a thing?
I don't know, but I don't like that.
But then obviously everyone else isn't going to bring it in for your birthday.
Bizarre.
But yeah, that's still a thing in like offices and at work. You have to bring something in for your birthday.
Crazy times. Okay. Yeah. You've got a game for us.
Yeah, I've done you a game. So because I'm turning the awful age of 26.
26 hit me hard because it was like, it really is that like, oh, you're on the other side now. The whole 25 and over category thing, like when you thought everyone was really old.
No, stop. Do you remember? We literally thought they were ancient.
Lee Mers was in the over 25s. Poor guy was like 26 or something.
But that Ben Haynor was in the over 25s.
He looked older than his age though, I swear.
He was quite good looking though.
Really? Did you think?
Yeah, you really liked him. Do you remember? You really wanted him to
you
win.
You got something I need in this world full of people. I actually swear down that was my favourite ever X Factor single.
Yeah, it was.
I used to play that on repeat. I think I actually bought that off iTunes.
I think you did. You were obsessed. Yeah. Because you've got like 10 songs still that you bought on iTunes.
No, yeah.
And that's probably one of them.
So literally on my Apple, I'm a Spotify girl, but on my Apple Music, I obviously bought... That's when you, back in the day when you had to buy music and I was like, didn't have, it was when we were kids, so I didn't really have a lot of money. So if I would bought a song, I like really loved the song.
But the song that comes on every time you could get in the car because it begins with an A.
Yeah, so I bought Afterglow. Even though the dancing stuff, that comes on every single time I come in the car. And I'm like, if I hear this song one more time, what was that band?
Well, I've got my phone here. I can actually just go through. Which,
I bought Loser Like Me, Glee cast version.
We... loved Glee.
I mean, Glee, I could do a whole podcast episode on Glee. So like,
maybe we will.
But yeah, Loser Like Me. I bought Wish You Were Mine. I don't know why. That was the most overplayed song of
really
that summer.
We really liked it though, I think, when it came out.
I know, but it just got overplayed. Wish You Were Mine. I bought One Way or Another by One Direction. Why that song? That was
you
the worst One Direction song.
You liked that
one. One Way. And then this was it, The Vamps. I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. And I know to go a little too fast.
I bought that song.
I really like that. I've got...
And then Afterglow by Wilkinson.
Yeah, and that Afterglow comes on every time I get in the car.
Right, moving on to the game.
I've done a game where you have to guess if these things, people, whatever, are older or younger than me.
20.
Right, I'm starting what I think is easy.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner, older or younger
than
me?
She's older because she's 1997 like me.
How is she?
She's the July of my year.
Oh, so she's...
She's a little bit older than me.
So how old is she?
27.
She is 27. Isn't it mad to think that you're the same, like...
I know. She's a billionaire. I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she has a crazy life, but...
But yeah.
This I found interesting. You'll just be like, why did you pick that? But Google. Older or younger than me?
I think... Was it about 1995 or something? So I'm going to say older.
It is older. Google is 28 years old. Mm. So not much older. But yeah, 96, 95, like you say. Yeah, well done, actually, if you knew that. I had no idea how old she was. But Sabrina Carpenter.
I weirdly thought you were going to say her because she's relevant now.
Yeah.
I would assume younger.
Yeah, I assumed younger as well. But she's older than I thought she was.
Really?
She's 25.
Oh, yeah. I would have said she was maybe like 24.
Yeah, she's 25.
Okay.
The film Titanic.
Want that 1997?
How do you know that?
Because it's my year of birth. And like as you're growing up and you do quizzes, people do like quizzes about your year and stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's Titanic's also.
Yeah, so it's older.
Guys,
I am smashing this.
Bukayo Saka.
He's younger than you.
Yeah, he is.
Mm. He's a really young footballer. Plays for Arsenal.
I know he does.
Because it's why Yannick's I picked team. Him.
Because like, you'd know who he is.
What is he, 21, 22?
He's 23, actually.
I think, yeah, Yannick, we randomly spoke about his age because I was always really young and then Yannick was like, well, he's like 23 or something. But when he went, like, yeah. Obviously, at the controversy around the Euros and everyone being vile to him for no reason, he was, like, really young then.
It's actually... Because I still think I'm like early 20s, like when new footballers like come for Chelsea or like England or whatever, I'm always like, well, yeah, they're like my age. And Richard's like, babe, they're like 19, 20.
I know. I really do get now when people say like, oh, you mentally you're an age and physically you're an age. Because I genuinely feel like my mental age isn't my age.
How old do you think Jude Bellingham is? Because I was going to pick him.
Yeah, he's younger. He's 21, isn't he? Yeah. Or just turned 22.
21.
Yeah, 21. He looks older, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he was going to be similar-ish age to me. He's well young.
Because when he first came on the scene, I used to think, oh, he is quite good looking. But now I'm just like, I can't look at you like that. Like, you're younger than me.
Yeah, it's weird. Because I do. I say to Richard, like, oh, he's quite good looking. Because I think I'm like the same age as him. And then he's like, babe, they're like...
A lot younger.
Yeah. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
I want to say older, but I think it's younger than you. Yeah.
It is younger than me.
It's younger.
It is quite old, though.
No, it is. It was like early 2000s.
23 years.
Yeah, I knew it was in the 20-summit years. Ant and Dec. Don't realise. They were either really young when they started or they're just really old now.
They were really young, I think, when they... Well, they were on that... What's that show?
Biker Grove. Guys, just... If you ever need someone to answer like a pop culture question, I'm there.
Yeah, you're good with this stuff. That would be your category.
Yeah.
The Parent Trap, elite film.
Such a good film. Now, I feel like that was 1999 or 2000. If it's not one of those years, I'll be really annoyed at myself. Same age as you. Was it 1999?
No.
Was it 2000? Is it
first
younger?
One she got wrong. I think it's 1997 because I've put here 27 years.
Okay.
So you should have known that.
Sorry, my bad. Great film though.
Such a good film. I've not seen it in ages. Toy Story 2.
So this was my first film at the cinema. Mum's always told me. So I think the question is, were you born yet or not? No, I was 2 years old and there's 16 months between us. So it's younger than you.
Yeah, it is.
Quick maths.
Well done. It's 25.
There you go.
GK Barry. Have you met GK?
Yeah.
How do you think
she's really nice?
Yeah, she seems like
she's just a normal person that's got famous. Do you know what I mean? She seems like just normal.
She doesn't really have a reason not to be nice. She's just who she is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. She's just who she is.
Well, and I I went to, because I thought, let me think of some recent people. I thought GK is quite.
She's younger than you.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But not, she's my year.
Ah, okay.
So she's 26 in like, it was like July or something.
Oh, okay.
But I think she looks, not looks, I don't know. I don't know. I thought she seems younger than me.
No, it makes sense that you're the same age, maybe. Yeah. It's just because in my head I was thinking like, oh, well, she's about 24. But in my head I was thinking you're about 24.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting you're actually 26.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
26. But yeah, I mean, she's absolutely smashed life, hasn't she?
Oh, smashed life.
Oops, I did it again.
Play with she's my older than you.
No, not Britney, the song.
Oh.
You kill me sometimes.
Oh, that song
actually kill me.
It was 90s. I think it was before 1999. So I'm going to say older.
Nope.
Oh.
2001, I think.
Oh, really?
That album. Yeah.
I really thought that was a 90s song.
Mm, 2001. Because I think she had big albums, obviously, in the 90s.
Oh, was she just a noughties girl? But because... And then I've just assumed she was 90s. Maybe, yeah. That makes sense. 2000s. Of course it does.
No, I think she
had the big
have
meltdown in like 2007-8, right?
Which album was the 90s? Baby One More Time, but it was like 1999.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, for some reason then I had it as like, but that was more Mariah early 90s. Yeah, I totally messed up there. She was like a noughties pop princess, Britney.
Last moment, I realised I've not done that many people. I've done more like other things, but because you're such a jet setter and you like going on holiday, Jet 2.
Stop.
I was going to do Ryanair, but then I actually realized, do you know how long Ryanair's been around?
How long?
Since like the 80s.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it still cracks me up that you went viral for...
I know. Silka's actually like sold that video now. She got money for it. Someone's bought it off her.
Really?
That video just still keeps popping up.
It's so good. But then they were old, so then I just went with Jet 2.
I don't know what to say. Let's go younger just because...
Yeah, it is younger.
How? What year?
He's 23 years old, so early 2000s, 2002.
There you go.
Quite a new one.
I actually found that really good.
You're actually really good at stuff like that. I think if you did one for me, I wouldn't have a clue. I mean, obviously, I'd be able to guess.
No, but I just love celebrity culture.
Yeah, you know way more than me about all of that stuff.
Vibes. Okay. Yeah. Let's round off with recommendations. So we're going to stick with the birthday theme because yes. Ellie is queen for the day.
I am loving this pink.
I know. I love it. You suit it. Such a vibe. So recommendations, birthday gifts that are around the £25-£30 mark for
your girls.
Women. Yeah, for your girls. I tell you what.
Oh, go on.
Not a gift specific.
Okay, but, so not on
but
topic.
But that Flying Tiger shop.
Oh yeah,
it's really good for just like I think that's more filler gifts to go with a main gift.
Did you get these from there?
No,
that's the type of thing I reckon you get from there.
Oh yeah, I did go in there last night because I was in Trafford Centre and I just was having a look in there, and there was loads of birthday stuff.
I could spend ages in there, like because you're like, oh,
looking at everything. Yeah,
what's that? I've got a couple of things that came to mind.
Go.
You're gonna think this is really dull thing.
Oh my god, no one
but
wants a dull
like a
birthday
really
gift.
Nice water bottle, like a Stanley, but obviously they're quite expensive, but like a really nice water bottle.
How much
bottle.
Is a Stanley? More than 30 quid?
I think so, yeah. I think they're like 40, 50 quid.
That is ridiculous. I would never pay. How have they got such brand loyalty?
I know, but like a really nice one would be nice.
No,
like
I feel
that as
like,
a gift.
I feel like that's a good gift, especially if like your friend's a fitness girly.
Yeah. I am also a sucker for... a nice notebook journal vibe.
I did consider that for your birthday, but I decided to go down the home route.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need any more. I mean,
actually
I would have
wanted to
liked it, but I don't need any
get
more.
You a nice colouring book, but I didn't give myself enough time, and the best ones were on websites that it was going to take weeks to come.
Have you seen those all the ones on TikTok with all the,
yeah.
I mean, obviously Will have done because with all those really nice pens,
yeah,
they are a vibe. That would be a good present, actually.
For you, not for me.
Yeah, all these things I'm listing are things for me.
You know what I person. Think is a really good gift off a friend, like go that on. £25-£30 max. So it's not good. It's not your like maybe posh, expensive perfume, but someone getting you a scent.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice.
You
know, like the super drug box sets or something that you can get for 30 quid, 25 quid or choice. So it's a way to just like have like a nice everyday scent.
Yeah.
And just to try new things, because when you come to purchase in like your perfume, you just kind of stock up on your like your best
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and you're like...
So I do like getting things like that as a gift.
Well, you're not actually, but I'm really like stingy, is that the word? With like how much perfume I put on. But you're not, you go for it. But I feel like if you
no, but that's why like
an everyday one,
day one that you can just put on,
you've not paid for.
Yeah,
you're more likely,
and it's just a way to just like try new scents.
Yeah,
so I do really recommend like going into your Boots, your Super Drug, and just like having a little spray of all the ones around that price range.
Yeah,
obviously we've said £25-30.
Yeah, I like we have talked about these before, but I like the Zara ones as well.
Zara perfumes, bang. For men and women,
rather
actually.
Than like getting a brand that maybe
that's actually such a good shout, a Zara perfume.
It's harder with the brands because what if they, I mean, not that people are more judgy of a brand, but if you get someone like a Zara one, it's just like a that was my other idea, like a really big nice candle.
What, like a candle you wouldn't necessarily treat yourself to, but like if you got it for a gift, you'd be like, oh yeah, banging.
Yeah, I think that's a really
nice to
gift.
Be fair, when I'm obviously I was obviously in H&M Home looking for your gift, and I was just thinking, actually, H&M Home is gift heaven. There's so many things I would love to gift people from there.
Yeah,
so if you've got a friend that's like in her home era, just got somewhere, H&M Home I think is the place to be, especially around that price mark. You get some really nice. Zara Home's a bit hit and miss, like they're ridiculously expensive things. But H&M Home, I feel like that £25-30, you could get a solid gift.
Yeah, and you probably, it might be something that you probably won't buy yourself.
Yeah, exactly, because it's like more of a treat. You know what I think is a really, like, I'd be buzzing if I opened it.
Go on.
A Fenty gloss.
How much are they?
I think they're like 20-odd quid, 22
oh, nice.
To 25
are they
quid
good?
Maybe. Yeah, but it's something that I don't, because it's like that price, and I just think, oh, I'll just
get
like £2 lip
get
gloss.
A
like,
one, yeah.
But I would love that.
There is something nice about that, like, brand stuff that you necessarily don't buy yourself, but it's actually something you might wear every day, getting it as a gift.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Kylie skincare range, or, like, like good skincare, good, like, £25-30 skincare range. Like,
yeah.
I obviously just love my Kylie cosmetics and this and that, because I'm a Kardashian super fan, but whatever brand it is, like, the, what's that? Laneige?
Yeah, Laneige.
Anyway, whatever.
Isn't that more expensive than that, though?
Is it? I don't know. I really don't know. But, like, just, yeah, like, branded skincare or, like, body wash or facial wash. Like, if I get that for a gift, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because, like, you really want it on your face, but you're like, oh, I'll just buy the cheap stuff.
The Kylie Milk Toner.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. Actually, the Lush face stuff.
Oh, so I bought that. And then, because I need to buy me some more Lush exfoliator. What was it called? Angels on Bare Skin.
Yeah.
That's the one we use. It is honestly
the
best exfoliator.
One, though, I didn't have that one.
Oh, okay. It's the best exfoliator ever. And I've run out. And I was passing a Lush. I actually passed Lush last night and was like, oh, I'll get Ellie that. And then I was like, oh, I've already got that. But I was like, that would have been such a good gift.
Because they've got a nice cleansing balm. They've got really nice toners and all their stuff's super like natural and really nice. We did that experience, didn't we?
Yeah,
where you make
so good. Yeah, and to be fair, that is an experience, could be a good gift for your friend.
Like, if they're into skincare and stuff.
I would be really happy if like my friend just was like, oh, I want to take us out for a meal. Because I like spending time with my friends and things like that. Or like going to a show. I know probably like really like good shows are more than that £30 mark, but there are like some like things you can do.
Even if
they booked us an activity to do, like Sophie and her mate once did that like bake off thing. I think was that more than 30 quid. But then even like, I don't know, just like an activity to do with your friend.
Yeah,
would be
especially
cute.
Because like everything I've just said, like I remember the things we've done more than the gifts. But in terms of like everyday girly things that you're like, oh yeah, that's cute, I like that, they're good gift ideas, I think.
No, exactly.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if they were just quite general ideas, but I feel like they were quite good birthday ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be buzzing with any of those.
Any of them.
So yeah, thank you for listening to Ellie's birthday episode.
Thanks, guys. Make sure you're following us on TikTok for the birthday content.
Yeah, TikTok and Instagram @TeaAndToastPod. And yeah, we'll have to fill you in on Ellie's birthday antics. facts.
Yeah, we'll let you know how it goes. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Bye.